What's going on, everybody? It's Patrick, Karma, and Glenn. We're the products of public school. And if you're hearing this, it means it's time for a shorty.
All right. So, Reader's Digest, they have a new article called Genius Uses for Old Cell Phones. So when I saw that, I'm like, wow, I have 8 of them. This is genius.
Because we used to have to turn in our cell phones a lot to get the new upgrade. Yep. And I don't know, what was it, the last 5 years or so? They're like, no, we don't want that piece of garbage. You just keep it.
Yeah.
So you have a bunch of old cell phones. I have one that I threw off the top of a roller coaster. And it still worked. I found it the next day. We were at Cedar Point. It's in like a half shape of a taco. It was one of those metal ones. It was an HTC M10 or something like that. So I've got 3 at least cell phones I know over right in there.
Yeah, and the cell phone dealer doesn't want that taco.
And they're just taking up space.
Right, because you can't throw it in the trash. It has data on it.
Well, it's a good thing. Even if you scrubbed it. Good thing RD.com has our back.
I know, Glenn.
I'm pretty interested in finding out if they got some sort of a use for it besides a paperweight.
But if it's paperweight's not on there,
doorstop. Something like that. No.
Doorstop's not bad.
I mean, someone's got their phone on the floor. No, not really. It's my doorstop.
What else could you possibly
I don't know. Those are the only
for.
2 things I could think of.
Knowing RD, weapon. This is going to get good, though.
So this exactly. This is written by Elisa Roland,
only
no avatar.
Names? Only 2 names.
2 names, no avatar.
RNG, not bad. Random name generator.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. So the very first, first, we need to define genius.
Genius, something Einstein would have thought of.
So unexpected, we all say, wow, that's
it's a completely
brilliant.
New use for
something
it.
Brand new.
Genius means that not a couple people could have even thought of it, just a couple, or that one person themselves. Because
just mind blown.
Yeah, you just boom, gone.
If it was common knowledge, it would just be uses for old cell phones.
Right.
So, all right, the very first genius use, an alarm clock.
Why? Why does it have to be an old phone?
Can't you just use your phone?
That's what I use mine for. But this says it's a fun twist on an alarm clock because you can download witty dialogue, sounds, or even innovative wake-up systems.
No, I would just use my alarm clock that's on my phone or whatever the Alexa thing I have.
I'm so old school, I still have an alarm clock.
Like one of the ones you got to wind up?
Yeah. It's got the bells on the top. Yeah, it's awesome.
See, there's that one, and then there's the one that's got like the fake wood paneling that's kind of flat, and it looks like a half of a box.
Yeah,
everybody has that one and the one with the bells on it.
Yeah.
I would say, I'll be able to get up in the morning when the EMF drops. You guys are screwed.
But
well, when it drops, I'll probably wake up from that at least.
Usually, I'm not getting a new phone unless my current phone is completely wrecked. So I probably wouldn't be able to use it as an alarm clock.
I used to upgrade every 2 years.
Some people
for a long time.
Some people
I did.
Do
it kids. Got to the point where you don't need to. It's so incremental the differences that are in it. That why are you spending what $1,200 now for a new phone?
Insane. Yes.
Well, my sister-in-law's got it right in her bill on her phone bill. So every time the new iPhone drops, whatever, she just gets it.
No,
it's like
way.
$40 added onto your bill every single month for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But personally, I hate learning a new phone. I can't stand it.
I know. I don't like to switch companies too much. I got a Samsung now, which I'm not too fond of, but it's a good phone.
Yeah.
I just had an HTC for years, and it's I don't like learning new stuff either on it.
So, are we wrong buzzering this?
Yeah, absolutely. I already wrong buzzered it.
Oh, did you? I'm totally sorry.
Right. You can hit him again if you want.
Oh, you know what? It's so stupid. We'll do it twice.
Thank you.
There we go.
Okay, next. You could make a simple home security camera.
I've done this before already. It's
with
not
the old
that
cell
genius.
Phone?
Yeah, you could set it up as a... You could still... If it's not as...
If it works.
If it still works as your phone, it still has internet connection to it, Wi-Fi wise.
Oh,
you
right.
You could use it as either like a FaceTime thing, or you could stick the phone down in there and you could see somewhere else.
True.
So, I mean, you could
provided
use it.
Your screen's not all cracked.
And you got to have good Wi-Fi. And yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff to it. So
I don't think
genius.
This one's bad, but it's not genius.
No, I thought of it a long time ago and have done it. So I know it's
if
not genius.
If you've thought of it, it's not genius.
It's definitely not genius. But I have done that before.
Do you think they deserve a buzzer, though, Glenn?
No, I wouldn't buzzer for
no,
that.
I mean, because it's a cool
it's RD,
use.
Pat. You'll get to use the buzzer.
I know. I'm getting my trigger finger's getting real itchy over here.
Next, we have a baby monitor on call. Isn't this the
exact same thing that number 2 was?
Yeah.
I have to, because that is the exact same thing.
It is. You can make reading more accessible. If your kids are having problems reading, you can give them the old phone and they can use it to read.
Have you thought of a book?
I have so many questions.
There's books everywhere.
This book is way too hard, Dad. Let me see that tiny printed phone.
Yeah. I can't read anything. You can't zoom in on a book.
No, you can
bring it closer to your face.
You can even download simple reading apps to your old phone and then just hand it to the kids. What happened with reading with your kids? Reading to your
kids? Get the hell out of my face. Take this phone here.
Not my phone, the old phone.
The old phone. Read yourself something smart.
You could also donate it.
That's not genius. They ask you to do it before they say it's not worth anything.
It's not really a use.
It's not a, yeah, you can't, it's not a use at
so
all.
It's not genius or a use. It's just an old phone.
It's just an old phone.
Where do you donate old phones at? I've never even heard of
a phone store.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there's they drop even boxes have too.
Yeah, I was mm-hmm. just going to say that. Drop boxes, yeah. So not genius and not a
and
use.
And then they just sell them to people in India.
You can use it to create your own fundraising campaign.
How? Why can't you do that on your phone that you have?
Or your PC, or your tablet, or any of that.
No, no, no. You guys are misunderstanding. The campaign is selling your old device.
Oh my God, it actually says that.
So not like reselling it to Amazon or selling it on eBay?
Fundraising.
You raised
$5 worth of funds.
What about the time? Time costs money. You had to set this up. It's costing you money at this point.
Does anybody have stamps laying around?
No.
I do. I have a few.
You can use it to fight spousal abuse.
As a weapon?
That's no. what I was thinking.
No, not as a weapon.
Kind of like when they clench a lighter in their hand and they punch you in
no,
the face.
No, that is not what this means.
No?
Cell phones are required to allow you to dial 911 even without an active service plan. So, I actually
you
didn't
can have
know
an emergency. Yeah, you
I
can have
that.
An
yeah,
emergency phone that you don't have to use your real phone that you have, or in case you don't have one,
but you got
to
keep it charged.
I got a backup phone outside in the garage.
You keep it in the shed
or in your glove box.
But you got to charge it.
Yes,
but I like the old buttons on my old phone that dial 911 faster than my new phone.
But if you have your phone, is it just like why do you have a backup?
I don't know. Why do you have that's a backup if you already don't have a phone in your pocket?
Then it's not your backup. That's your phone. It's not your backup phone.
Yeah, throwing it at someone is a better
way, better
way to fight spousal abuse. Oh,
you could use it to call 911. What's wrong with your current one? I'm sure it can do that.
Next, you can sell it.
Isn't that
fundraising?
Fundraising was the same one as
yeah,
that.
Just hit them with
next.
It. Next. You can use it to play music.
I do that.
Well, yeah, it's not genius. That's just a use of
I mean, technically,
phone.
My kids always phone? Get our old phones.
Yeah, mine too.
And they're using it for listening to music, playing
yeah, they're
games,
just using the
crap.
Internet on it and yeah. all that, yeah.
Because you don't care if they burn it up.
Yeah. Right, I used to have my Spotify account hooked up to my old phone, and I would just use that one to play music,
right.
And then I would just have mine in my hand.
Yeah, save battery life.
But
yeah.
That's not genius.
Not genius.
No.
Actually, the way you use it was way more genius than them.
Yeah.
And that wasn't that smart either.
You can use it as a backup cell phone.
Hang on. Hang on. My backup cell phone is now my backup cell phone.
You could even start using a pay-as-you-go plan for that phone for as little as $2 a day.
If you have
so now you're paying
phone.
For your old phone?
Now you're paying for your old phone as your backup phone, but in case you need to dial 911 sometime.
Yeah, that's
but 911's automatically free, no service
but,
paid.
But Pat, yeah. You can also use it as an alarm clock and to play music.
Well,
surprise!
And a baby cam and to spy on people in your house.
Yes, you can use it to find your car.
Okay. Your old phone. Okay, so your old phone, my old phone over there is going to be able to find my car.
You have it synced to your car.
It says keep your old phone on a very cheap plan. And hide it in the back of your vehicle. Now you can use services to locate the old phone or to locate your vehicle.
Is this RD article brought to you by Verizon? They're like, you got four or five old phones? Put them all on a plan. Charge them all the time. Leave them in your glove box all over the place just in case
so
you might
you can't
need
hit
it.
The unlock or unlock button. That would be way too
way,
easy.
Way too
way
much.
Too much.
No.
So you just call your old phone hoping that it's charged, has volume all the way up.
This may be the most genius ever. You can use it to take some photos.
I hate this.
All right. And let's wrap it up with time to recycle. You can recycle it.
How is that genius?
How is that a use?
It's neither.
So wait, this is genius uses, though.
And don't these lithium batteries last like 40,000 years?
They last a really long time. Yeah.
Something crazy like that, though?
That's a really long time, yeah.
Well,
so that's the okay, so it's not a use and it's not genius, even if it wasn't a use.
No, recycling's a common thing. So they had one decent idea, which was the security monitor.
Good old RD for you.
Absolutely. Do you want to tell people how they can contact us?
Hey, Glenn, why don't you give them our brand new phone number?
I want you guys to call us. Let us know how you feel about these RD articles at 248-716-TAP-1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will.
That's 248-716-TAP-1.
That is all the time that we have here for this week. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We have new shows every single Friday on all your major podcast platforms. For Glenn, Karma, and myself, we apologize for everything.
We're so sorry.
And we'll see you.
Bye.